Good afternoon. This is Rich Nass, Executive Vice President with Open Systems Media and leader of the Embedded Computing Design franchise, here for this week's 5 Minutes With discussion. This week, my guest is Ethan Plotkin, and he is the CEO of GDCA. Good afternoon, Ethan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Rich. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, so excuse my language, but you guys do something a little weird. Your expertise is in obsolescence, something that most people are trying to avoid. So back me up a little bit. Am I on the right track? Do you guys actually, are you experts in obsolescence? And what the heck does that mean anyway?
I think that's, you know, it's a good question. So indeed, we are experts in obsolescence. And more specifically, we're expert in helping board OEMs and system OEMs deal with ongoing demand for old obsolete designs that have really low volume or sporadic need from their customers. So these are the customers who use these embedded cards and electronics in their applications, and they have a problem keeping support for those applications because the cards that go in those applications go obsolete before the actual life cycle of the application would be, like a defense system or a medical device.
So does it matter what the application is, or is a board to you?
A board is a board to us, right? I think that the only thing that we really need, and mainly our sweet spot, is really around big capital equipment, stuff that you can't just easily throw away the electronics and then just upgrade it to a new version.
But if my board is obsolete, what makes you better at designing that board than just me doing it myself?
Well, I think that most companies acknowledge that they don't want to build a core capability in designing cards. And I'm talking about the customers, the guys who use these things in capital equipment, which is why they go ahead and buy this stuff from COTS, commercial off-the-shelf board OEMs. Now, for a board OEM who would ask the same question, why don't I just redesign it? Why can't I make money off of this? And how can you make money off of this, Ethan? And that's what I would say to them is that, hey, you guys are set up to do latest and greatest new product introduction. It's higher volume stuff. It's leading edge stuff. Board OEMs are not set up to make money off of refreshing old low volume designs. And board OEMs who really, they're better off partnering with somebody who can.
Okay. So in most cases, the issue here is that the silicon is no longer available. How do you deal with that?
Well, a lot of times before there's absolutely no silicon left on the market, there is some runway for companies to put plans in place. And I'm talking about the customer companies, those who use the boards, to put plans in place that are proactive so that they can secure the unobtainium before it's completely gone. So that's one technique that we would use to work around silica. But, of course, sometimes the barn door has been shut and the horse is already bolted. So in some situations, we'll actually have to do some sustaining engineering to retarget obsolete silica. But that all, our objective on that is to make sure that the board remains form, fit, function identical and the customers don't have to crack open their software and do any software upgrade.
Very interesting. So do the board vendors themselves embrace what you're doing? Because you could be crutch. I don't know if that's the right word. You know, some way to soften the blow to people when they end of life stuff?
Yeah, I think definitely a number of board OEMs do embrace the concept. And in fact, we have standing partnerships to take over old designs from most of the domestic board OEMs in the States and a few overseas. However, a lot of them kind of still don't have a really great sense as to when they should stop supporting old designs and when they don't. So that really is a challenge for us, is to help them get clear on the true cost of supporting and sustaining these old designs for the very few customers who just absolutely cannot upgrade.
Now, we certainly don't want to name names, but I would think that's a painful process psychologically for the OEM to have to say, you know, it's time we shut this down. I mean, I could picture people crying around a boardroom.
That's true. And I think a lot of these people really do view these products, rightly so, as kind of their babies. But I think actually I would look at it from a different perspective. They're not actually shutting the product down. In fact, what they're doing is they're kind of moving it on to a different treatment in the life cycle of the product. And in fact, I think it's something to celebrate because they're going to leave happy customers. And indeed, they can rest confident and quiet in the assurance that we are going to look after kind of their old geriatric designs longer than they are set up to do. And it's going to be a happy convalescence for these old designs.
A happy convalescence. If only I could be so lucky.
All of us, Rich.
Very good. Well, we're just about up on our time here. What does GDCA stand for?
Oh, funny. It stands for Great Designs Continued Always, and it represents our commitment to the marketplace to basically help be a shock absorber or a cushion between customers who need long life stuff and board OEMs who really are more set up and situated to introduce the latest and greatest.
Wow, I really set you up for that one, didn't I?
You did. Thank you so much. I'll buy you the beer later.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you very much. This was very enlightening, and I'm thinking that our listeners are going to think the same thing, that they don't have to worry just as much about obsolescence.
Absolutely. Hey, and I appreciate the time, Rich. It's been fun.
Very good. That was Ethan Plotkin. He is the CEO of GDCA, and I'm Rich Nass with Open Systems Media. Have a great day, Ethan.
You too, Rich.